Adding to the Noise by Mousapelli. Toya glances at his watch for the third time and wills the stupid subway to hurry up to get to a stop already. Never mind that the Tokyo Underground is one of the most efficient in the world. That doesn't really help when you're late to meet your rival before you even get on the thing. Honestly, sometimes Toya thinks Ogata delays him after study sessions on purpose, asking him questions that manage somehow to be entirely about Go, and yet leave Toya blushing every time. And smirking about it, too. Smug bastard. It's a good thing Shindo has never caught him at it. Or Lord only knows what his mutual blowjob partner would do about it. Something violent, no doubt. It would probably involve that fan of Shindo's. What are you smirking at, young man? A wizened old woman peers at Toya suspiciously, and Toya flushes and drops his gaze to the ground, murmuring an apology. Fortunately, the next stop is his, and Toya dashes out onto the platform before the woman can offer any other comment on the state of Japanese youth. Running up the stairs from the station leaves Toya panting for air. It isn't like Go lends itself to supreme fitness. But he trots down the sidewalk as briskly as he can, glancing at his watch yet again. Finally, the cafe Toya is headed for comes into view. It isn't the ramen shop Shindo usually haunts, but they are actually there to study, and the ramen place can get a little loud. Toya would chuckle if he had the breath to do so, because Shindo had gotten all flustered when he was asking Toya to help him with his math, replying tartly to Toya's teasing that he didn't see Toya making any invitations that didn't at least have the pretense of Go. "Why, Shindo," Toya had smiled coyly, "are you asking me on a date?" "No," Shindo had snapped, turning bright red because he clearly was. "And at least I don't refer to sex as a three-dimensional suki." Toya had replied by kicking Shindo under the goban and winning by 4 moku. Shindo is already at the cafe, books spread out next to his coffee, or whatever caramel mocha concoction he is passing off as coffee. His headphones are on, loud enough that Toya can nearly make out the words as he approaches, and Shindo is bobbing his head in time with the music. "Sorry I'm late," Toya says, sliding into a chair, and when that has no effect, reaches over to tap Shindo on the back of the hand.
"Gah!"
Shindo jumps, startled, then notices Toya and quickly pulls off the earphones.
"What?"
"I said, sorry I'm late." Toya waves a hand at the waitress, who is across the cafe patio, desperate for a glass of water. "What are you panting like that for?" Shindo asks, peering at Toya's flushed face and disheveled hair. "Did you run here?" "I was late," Toya snaps, rolling his eyes. "Maybe if your headphones weren't turned up to a trillion decibels, you wouldn't be deaf as well as crap at mid-game." "You're like 10 minutes late, you freak," Shindo retorts. "And just because you can't appreciate the subtle art of the J-pop single..."
"Oh, shut up,"
Toya orders, pulling a face. "Just turn it off already. I can hear myself getting stupid just being near it. How can you possibly do homework while you have that on?" "It doesn't bother me." Shindo shrugs as he pulls the MP3 out of his pocket and clicks it off. He weighs it in his hand for a moment, staring down at it thoughtfully. And something about the twist of his smile makes Toya swallow his next retort. "You must be used to it," he says instead. "You do have it on all the time." "I don't like it when my head is too quiet," Shindo says, then shuts his mouth quickly as if he hadn't meant to speak out loud, and flicks a glance up at Toya. The waitress arrives with Toya's glass of water and takes his order. "Regular black coffee, thank you very much." And Toya drains half the glass before she has barely taken half a dozen steps away. Once he stops feeling as though he might expire any second, Toya watches Shindo twiddle with his headphones and thinks about what he said as he takes a slower sip of water. "It is true," he reflects, "that Shindo likes to be surrounded by people. either out with Waya and Izumi, or in the bustling ramen shop, or even in the Toya salon starting arguments. And if all else fails, there's always the headphones. The only thing that doesn't make sense is, why go then? Toya asks. And when Shindo starts again and drops his headphones on the table, adds, if you don't like silence, I mean. That's different, Shindo answers softly, scooping his headphones back up. Toya watches him run a callous fingertip over the curve of the earpiece. Then Shindo shakes himself a little. Come on, pull your chair around. Let's just do this math. Toya slides his chair around the circular table until it is next to Shindo's, but, intrigued, refuses to give up the subject. Shindo, why don't you like silence? Toya, Shindo blows his bangs out of his face in annoyance. Just drop it, okay? Tell me why. Toya knows he's prying mercilessly, but he can't seem to help himself. There isn't any reason. There has to be some reason. There just isn't. Why won't you just tell me? Because it's lonely, all right? Shindo finally explodes, slapping his headphones down onto his math book. He stares down at the table, refusing to meet Toya's eyes. Streaks of pink appear across his cheekbones. When there isn't any noise, sometimes I feel like there's only me here. And I forget it. But I'm here too, Toya says without thinking, then flushes when Shindo snaps his head up to stare at him, mouth open a little. I mean, I used to spend hours sitting in my father's salon by myself, and there wasn't anyone except adults to talk to or play against. And I wasn't an Inzei, and I didn't go to tournaments. Before you, it was always quiet. Toya, Shindo murmurs. And Toya can see the beginnings of the really dangerous smile starting. The smile that leads to missing buttons and underwear in the koi pond and, oh God, they are in public. And he hadn't meant to say something deep and apparently affectionate, but it had just been a statement of fact. Can we just do the math? Toya asks quickly. But Shindo says his name again in a way that should be illegal. And before Toya can do anything about it, leans over and kisses Toya firmly. Oh God, Toya thinks as Shindo pulls away. Someone must have seen, and I'm going to be on the cover of Go Weekly, and the headline will read, Toya Mechin's son fails at girls. A breathless second passes before Toya realizes that nobody is looking at him but Shindo, whose expression clearly says that if there were a koi pond nearby, Toya's underwear would be in it right now. The waitress comes and goes while Toya is trying to put himself back together, and he regrets ordering the coffee because he feels like if he has any caffeine, the top of his head may blow off. Shindo, who seems perfectly calm, asks if he wants to look at the homework now. Yes! Toya says too loudly. Math! Shindo snickers at Toya, and his smirk is all ogata, and that brings Toya back to earth fast. Vowing revenge, she leans close enough to Shindo's ear to murmur, if we get this out of the way, we can do something that involves you making as much noise as possible. Shindo splutters and tries to look indignant rather than shamelessly interested, and Toya grins at his dismal failure before leaning over the math book and beginning to explain. He's halfway through the second example when he feels Shindo's ankle rub against his. When he looks up, Shindo's green eyes are dark with something that is definitely not in geometry. No, no, keep going, he says. I'm anxious to get to the part where you're making as much noise as possible. Why wait? Toya says brazenly, because, really, he has his limits. I'm sure there's a bathroom inside someplace. Shindo's nostrils flare, and the next thing Toya knows, he is being yanked out of his chair and pulled towards the inside of the cafe. "Wait," he calls, laughing as Shindo bumps them into patrons and tables before they make it into the dim hallway where the restrooms are. "You left your headphones on the table. Someone might steal them." "Let them," Shindo growls, shoving Toya into the men's room and kicking the door shut behind them before pushing Toya up against it. "I don't think I'll need them for a while."
The end.